ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। Welcome to our Bhagavata Pravaha online series on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the first episode of this 10th canto, we have covered the first 5 chapters of the 10th canto. In these 5 chapters, we have seen how all the devatas headed by Brahma went and requested the Supreme Lord to make his appearance, and the Lord appeared as the 8th child of Devaki and Vasudev. And as soon as the Lord appeared, his father Vasudev has taken Krishna to Nanda Maharaj's house in Gokul Mahavan, and he left him there, and he brought Nanda Maharaj's daughter to Kamsa's prison cell. And Kamsa tried to kill that baby girl, and the baby girl became Durga Devi and gave a warning to Kamsa. Later, Kamsa begged forgiveness from Devaki and Vasudev, and he went back to his palace and he had a big meeting with his demoniac associates, and he instructed all of them to kill all the children who were born in the last 10 days. So all the demoniac associates of Kamsa wanted to kill all the small children who were born in the last 10 days, and Vasudev is aware of this situation. Nanda Maharaj, after celebrating the birth of his son Nandotsav, he celebrated the appearance of Krishna, that is Nandotsav, and after Nandotsav, Nanda Maharaj came to Mathura to pay taxes to Kamsa. So at that time, Nanda Maharaj met Vasudev, and Vasudev informed Nanda Maharaj that, Nanda Maharaj, you are not supposed to stay in Mathura for a long time. Please go back to Gokul Mahavan. There could be some disturbances in Gokul. Because Vasudev is aware of the political situation and what's happening in Kamsa's mind, Vasudev was aware. So indirectly, Vasudev hinted Nanda Maharaj that he has to take extreme care of his children. So Nanda Maharaj was going back to Vrindavan. So instructed by Kamsa, the demons were going to different places and trying to kill the children who were born in the last 10 days. And Putana, a Rakshasi, a witch, who was accustomed to killing small babies and drinking their blood, she came to Vrindavan. She came to Gokul Mahavan with the malicious intention to kill Krishna. So, Putana, she came to Gokul Mahavan, and Sukadeva Goswami just began this episode that Putana came to Gokul Mahavan. Then Parikshit Maharaj became extremely conscious. Parikshit became very much worried. Parikshit was hearing everything from Sukadeva Goswami, this whole episode. Then Parikshit Maharaj became little concerned. What will happen to Krishna now? This Putana, baby catcher, is coming to kill Krishna. So he entered into the whole pastime, and he was so absorbed in hearing. Then Sukadeva Goswami understood the emotions of his disciple Parikshit, and to console him, he said, Nayatra shravanadini raksho ghanani svakarmasu kurvanti satvatam bhartar yatu dhanyas chatatrahi. Nayatra shravanadini raksho ghanani svakarmasu. Wherever the Supreme Lord Krishna is worshipped, is served, and Shravanadini, wherever people are hearing Krishna Katha, hearing about Krishna, or worshipping Krishna, or speaking about Krishna, that place is a very vibrant spiritual place, devotional place. So, in such a place where devotees are accustomed to performing bhakti of Krishna, this Yatudhanis, or this witches, or Rakshasis, cannot exert their influence. My dear Parikshit Maharaj, don't worry. Although Putana is coming with a malicious intent to kill Krishna, nothing will happen to Krishna. Don't worry. So in this way, our Sukadeva Goswami consoled Parikshit and continued the narration. So this Putana, although she was a witch, she transformed herself into a very beautiful woman with motherly affection, and she entered this Vrajabhumi, this Gokul Mahavan. Then all the Vrajavasis saw Putana. Putana was very beautifully dressed and decorated, and she was looking extremely beautiful and gorgeous. and all the Vrajavasis, men and women, were attracted to her beauty, and they spontaneously trusted her. Nobody could have, nobody doubted Putana that she must be a Rakshasi, because Putana completely captivated the minds of all the Vrajavasis. Actually, it's not Putana who has illusioned all these Vrajavasis. It's the Supreme Lord's pastime potency, or the Leela Shakti of the Lord, that made all the Vrajavasis trust Putana like this. Because the pastime has to happen. Putana has to enter Krishna's house and Krishna has to kill Putana. That's the pastime. So Putana has to make her entry into Nanda Maharaj's house. If all the Vrajavasis could detect who is Putana, they would not allow Putana to enter Nanda Maharaj's house only. So by the pastime potency of the Lord, Putana could mesmerize all the minds of all Vrajavasis. So nobody had any doubts about her. So Putana just went, came to Nanda Maharaj's house. At that time, Nanda Maharaj was not there in his house because Nanda Maharaj went to pay taxes to Kamsa. He was on the way back to Gokul Mahavan. So when Putana, in a beautiful form, came to Nanda Maharaj's house, Rohini and Yashoda Mata saw Putana, but they did not stop her. Because many people were thinking there that, oh, maybe she is goddess of fortune. She has come here to bless Krishna in Nanda Maharaj's house. She must have come here to see Narayana, who is being worshipped in Nanda Maharaj's house. Because Nanda Maharaj worships Lord Narayana in his house. So everybody thought that she must be goddess of fortune. She must be Lakshmi. So they did not obstruct her. So she spontaneously won the trust of all the Vrajavasis men and women. And even Yashoda Mata and Rohini Mata also did not stop Putana, although Putana was entering Nanda Maharaj's house, and she went inside the inner chambers, and she even went to the place where little baby Krishna, who was hardly few days old, he was sleeping in his cradle. Then Putana went and picked up this baby. Still Yashoda and Rohini did not stop her. So when a stranger just enters the house and picks up this newborn baby, any mother would become concerned. But Yashoda Mata is not at all concerned, because she never thought that this Putana must be having any ill intention, negative intention. So Putana went there and picked up baby Krishna and kept him in her lap, just like a loving, affectionate mother. So in this context, Sukadeva Goswami speaks a beautiful shloka, 8th shloka of the 6th chapter. विबुध्यतां बालकमारिकाग्रहं चराचरात्मा सनिमीलिते क्षणः अनन्तमारोपयदङ्कमन्तकं यथोरगं सुप्तमबुद्धिरज्जुधीः विबुध्यतां बालकमारिकाग्रहं. दिस् पूतना सा कृष्ण एण्ड् शी कुड् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दट् दिस् स्माल् बेबी इस् नाट् एन् आर्डिनरी चैल्ड् बट् स्टिल् शी वेण्ट् अहेड् टु with her mission to kill Krishna, because she was instigated by Kamsa to kill all the babies who were born in the last 10 days. And Characharatma Sanimilite Kshanaha. So seeing Putana, this small baby Krishna immediately closed his eyes. Why did he close his eyes? Because Krishna was thinking that this is the first demon who is coming, and I have appeared in this material world to kill all miscreants. And the first demon that I am going to kill is a woman. So he just immediately closed his eyes. And Acharyas give several reasons, more than 20-25 reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. So some say that Krishna closed his eyes and he was meditating. Is there any good deed that Putana did so that I can show some mercy on Putana? Not only killing Putana, I have to show some mercy also. But let me just contemplate what good activities that she had done. So like that, there are so many reasons why Krishna killed, Krishna closed his eyes when Putana came there. And Krishna did not want to see the face of a witch who is accustomed to kill small babies. Killing small babies is such a grave sin, and then she is doing that. Krishna was disgusted. Krishna did not want to see her. And also, it is natural for infant babies to close their eyes when they see some strangers. They are comfortable with their mothers, but when some stranger comes and tries to touch them, they feel little afraid. They just close their eyes. So like that Krishna is imitating the nature of small babies. And anantam aropayadankamantakam. The Supreme Lord Krishna is anantam. He is unlimited. Aropayat ankam. So she has taken this ananta Lord, unlimited Lord, on her ankasima. Anka is her lap. And antakam. And the Lord is unlimited and he can cause end. Antakam means the person who can bring about end. Means he can destroy people. So, not knowing that this small child who is hardly few days old can destroy her, this Putana has picked up this baby and kept him on her lap. So, a comparison is given. An ignorant person may pick up a snake and keep in his lap thinking that it's a rope. So they make mistake that a snake is a rope. Similarly, this Putana mistook Krishna to be an ordinary child and she wanted to kill. And Putana came there after smearing her breast with some poison. That poison is so powerful that it can kill tens of grown-up men also. And she came with that poison to kill this small baby child. So then she started feeding Krishna her milk. And Krishna started drinking the milk. And Krishna began drinking her milk. And he not only took her milk, he also took her life. So he started sucking away her life. And Putana, initially she was feeding milk. And then she could understand that, oh, this boy is sucking my life. And she could feel that pain. And she could not tolerate that pain at one moment. And then she started screaming. She started wailing. And the sound that she was making is like so tumultuous that entire universe was vibrating. All the Vrajavasis were thinking, what happened? Why this great sound is coming? And Yashoda Mata and Rohini Mata were so surprised. They were so astonished. All the Vrajavasis also came. And Putana could not maintain her disguised form as a beautiful motherly woman. Putana immediately assumed her original form. She got up and she came out of the house. She started screaming. She was feeling so much of pain and she assumed her original form, which was 12 miles long. And Putana went here and there out of pain and then she was saying, leave me child. She was trying to throw Krishna away, but Krishna caught Putana's body so tightly that he was not leaving. So Putana just went here and there and then she fell in a big garden. That garden actually belongs to Kamsa. And under her 12 miles long body, she crushed so many trees in Kamsa's garden. But Putana did not destroy any houses or cows or gopas or gopis or any property in Vrindavan. She specifically fell on Kamsa's garden and destroyed Kamsa's garden. Whenever an evil person tries to harm noble people, that evil person himself or herself would only be destroyed. So Putana tried to kill Krishna and Putana herself was killed now. And Kamsa tried to kill Krishna through Putana. Kamsa's garden is destroyed and later Kamsa also will be destroyed. It's just a matter of time. So Putana just fell down and all the Vrajavasis were so astonished. So now this Rakshasi came to kill this baby, but the baby killed this Rakshasi. So everybody was concerned. So they came all the way to this Putana's dead body and Putana was lying there. So Putana's dead body is described by Sukadeva Goswami in Shlokas number 15 to 17. He says that her mouth was full of teeth and that's like a plow. You see this with plow, the farmer tilled the land, her teeth were like that. And her nostrils were deep like mountain caves. And her breasts were like big slabs of stone fallen. And her scattered hair was of the color of copper. And her sockets of eyes were deep like blind wells. And her thighs were like banks of river and his arms and legs and feet were like big bridges and her abdomen was like a dried up lake. So in this way, Putana's dead body is also described. She was so huge, 12 miles long. So then all the gopas and gopis came there immediately and they saw Krishna is unharmed and Krishna is happily playing on the body of Putana. Putana died, but Krishna was safe. So the Vrajavasis came and picked up Krishna and Mother Yashoda and Rohini were so astonished and they were really devastated. They didn't know what to do. They were shocked. At such an advanced age, Mother Yashoda gave birth to a child and that child is hardly few days old, and such a great calamity came upon the child. This witch came in the form of a beautiful motherly woman and wanted to kill this boy, but she herself was killed by the grace of God. They were thinking like this. And because Mother Yashoda and Rohini were too shocked to do anything, all the other gopis, motherly gopis, Vatsalya gopis, they also had equal affection towards Krishna as mothers. So they started doing some purificatory processes for the protection of Krishna. So whenever such calamity or inauspicious things happen in a child's life, then all the elderly women would come and they chant some mantras and they do some rituals for the protection of the child. So they took the tail of a cow and they started weaving around Krishna, and they also washed Krishna's body with cow urine, and they also smeared Krishna's body with cow dung, marking tilak on Krishna's body at various parts of Krishna's body. We also put tilak like at 12 places on our body. So they also put tilak on Krishna's body with cow dung by chanting various holy names of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Varaha, Vamana, like that. So even simple village ladies also know the process of invoking protection on small children from bad elements or witches or bad planets just by cow products like cow dung and cow urine and by chanting the holy names of the Lord. So cow, mother cow, gives us milk and sustains our life, and also her dung and her urine and all the cow products are very beneficial for the human society. So they are considered very pure. The urine and stool of any animal or a human being is considered very contaminating, but the urine and dung of cow is very pure. They are very pure. And with this cow dung and cow urine and by chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord, these simple ladies in Vrindavan, they invoked protection for Krishna. They chanted so many kavachams, means protective mantras to invoke protection for Krishna. And then meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj was coming back from Mathura to Gokul Mahavan. So on the way, he has seen this huge dead body of Putana, which is 12 miles long. And Nanda Maharaj was thinking, what is this? Is this a big mountain? Or are we under a spell of some witch, because of which we have lost our way to Vrindavan? So what's happening? Did we come to our Gokul Mahavan only, or did we go to some other place? So like that, Nanda Maharaj was confused. Then later, all the Vrijavasis and Nanda Maharaj and other gopas, elderly gopas, realized that a great demoness came to kill Krishna, but she herself was killed by the grace of God. So then the Vrijavasis have cut the body of Putana into small pieces, because she was so huge, 12 miles long, and they burned that body in fire. So at that time, the dead body of Putana, which was being burnt, started emanating such sweet fragrance. And this fragrance went several kilometers, and the people who were in far distant places also could receive this aroma, this fragrance of Putana's dead body. So they felt that, where is this fragrance coming from? So they were all surprised. So because of the touch of Krishna's body, this Putana's body became purified. So Putana was elevated to a higher spiritual position, and Putana's body is also purified, that her dead body is emanating fragrance. Dead body will not emanate fragrance. Dead body will emanate intolerable smell. But when the dead body is being burnt, very sweet fragrance is coming. So this is the mercy that Krishna has given to Putana. So Sukadeva Goswami speaks in the shlokas 35 and 36. Putana loka balaghani rakshasi rudhirashana jighamsayapi haraye stanam datvapa sadgatim kim punar shraddhaya bhaktya krishnaya paramatmane yachan priyatamam kimno rakshastan mataro yatha. In these two shlokas, Sukadeva Goswami says, Putana loka balaghani. Putana is a witch, a rakshasi, accustomed to killing small babies. Rakshasi Rudhirashana, she is a rakshasi who is very fond of the blood of small babies. Rakshasi Rudhirashana, జిఘాంసయాపి హరయే స్తనం దత్వా ఆప సద్గతిం. ఆల్దో షీ హ్యాడ్ ఎ మ్యాలీషియస్ ఇంటెంట్ టు కిల్ కృష్ణ, స్టిల్ బై ఆఫరింగ్ హర్ మిల్క్ టు కృష్ణ షీ అటైన్డ్ ఎ వెరీ గ్రేట్ డెస్టినేషన్. షీ అటైన్డ్ ద పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మదర్లీ నర్స్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. షీ బికేమ్ ఎ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద అండ్ బికేమ్ ఎన్ అసిస్టెంట్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద ఇన్ యశోద సర్వీస్ టు కృష్ణ. సో కృష్ణ గేవ్ సచ్ ఎ మదర్లీ పొజిషన్ టు పూతన జస్ట్ బికాస్ షీ యాక్టెడ్ లైక్ ఎ మదర్. ఆల్దో హర్ యాటిట్యూడ్ వాజ్ నాట్ లైక్ మదర్, హర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వర్ లైక్ మదర్ అండ్ హర్ అటైర్ వైజ్ లైక్ మదర్. సో కృష్ణ రెసిప్రోకేటెడ్ విత్ హర్ అటైర్ అండ్ యాక్షన్స్ బట్ హీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోర్డ్ హర్ యాటిట్యూడ్. సో కృష్ణ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ భావగ్రాహి. కృష్ణ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ద ఇంటెన్షన్స్ మోర్ దెన్ యాక్షన్స్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ రికమెండెడ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ సాధకస్. బట్ ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ వాంట్స్ టు షో సమ్ మెర్సీ డైరెక్ట్లీ ఆర్ ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ, హీ ఫైండ్స్ సమ్ రీజన్ ఆర్ ది అదర్ టు షో సమ్ మెర్సీ టువర్డ్స్ ఈవెన్ సచ్ సిన్ఫుల్ పీపుల్ అండ్ డిమోనియక్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో. సో దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ రికమెండేషన్ దట్ వన్ కెన్ బిహేవ్ విమ్సికల్లీ అండ్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ స్టిల్ అటైన్ కృష్ణస్ మెర్సీ, బికాస్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ మెర్సిఫుల్. వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ టేక్ అన్డ్యూ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణస్ మెర్సీ అండ్ బిహేవ్ విమ్సికల్లీ పర్పస్ఫుల్లీ. బట్ వీ షుడ్ ఓన్లీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సో మెర్సిఫుల్ టు సచ్ హీనియస్ డీమన్స్, వాట్ ఇఫ్ వీ లవింగ్లీ సర్వ్ కృష్ణ. సో హియర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక సేస్, కిం పునః శ్రద్ధయా భక్త్యా కృష్ణాయ పరమాత్మనే యచ్చం ప్రియతమం కిం నో రక్తాస్తన్మాతరో యథ. పూతన ఆఫర్డ్ హర్ మిల్క్ టు కృష్ణ విచ్ వాస్ పాయిజన్ మిల్క్, బట్ స్టిల్ షీ అటైన్ ద పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మదర్. వాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద గోపీస్ అండ్ కౌస్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ హూ ఆఫర్డ్ దేర్ మిల్క్ టు కృష్ణ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ పాయిజనస్, విచ్ ఇస్ ఎ సింపుల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఆఫ్ హర్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ లవ్. సో దే లవింగ్లీ ఫెడ్ కృష్ణ. సో టు దే ఎ ఉమెన్ హూ ట్రై టు కిల్ కృష్ణ బికేమ్ ఎ మదర్, ఎ మదర్ హూ యాక్చువల్లీ ఫీడ్స్ కృష్ణ విత్ లవ్, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ టు హర్? సో వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పొజిషన్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ టు గివ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్? దట్స్ ఎ కంపారిజన్ బీయింగ్ మేడ్. అండ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ టు శ్లోకాస్ అవర్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి స్పీక్స్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ. పద్భ్యాం భక్త హృదిస్తభ్యాం వంద్యాభ్యాం లోక వందితైః అంగం యస్యాః సమాక్రమ్య భగవానపి తత్స్తనం యాతు ధాన్యపి సా స్వర్గ భవాప జననీ గతిం కృష్ణ భుక్త స్తన క్షీరాః కిము గావోను మాతరః. పద్భ్యాం భక్త హృదిస్తభ్యాం, ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ హెల్డ్ బై ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ విత్ ఇన్ దేర్ హార్ట్స్. పద్భ్యాం భక్త హృదిస్తభ్యాం వంద్యాభ్యాం లోక వందితైః, ఆల్ ద గ్రేట్ రూలర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్స్ అండ్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్లానెట్స్, దే రిసీవ్ వర్షిప్ ఫ్రమ్ కామన్ పీపుల్ బట్ దే ఆఫర్ వర్షిప్ టు కృష్ణస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, వంద్యాభ్యాం లోక వందితైః. సో ఈవెన్ కామన్ యోగీస్ ఆల్సో perform meditation for hundreds and thousands of years to have a trace of darshan of Krishna's lotus feet. And Putana did not just get darshan of Krishna's lotus feet, did not just get touch of Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna is embracing Putana. Angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan apitastanam, all the Putana is saying, leave me child, leave me, don't take my milk anymore. She was trying to throw away Krishna, but Krishna is hugging this Putana. Krishna is just holding Putana so tightly and he was not leaving only. Angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan apitastanam yatu dhanya pisa swargam, although she is a yatudhani, she is a witch, she is a rakshasi, sa swargam, she attained motherly position in the spiritual realm. Avapa janani gatim, janani gati means the position of being a mother. So కృష్ణ భుక్త స్తన క్షీరాః కిము గావోను మాతరః, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ టు ఆల్ ది గోపీస్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్, ఆల్ ది కౌస్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ హూ లవింగ్లీ గేవ్ దేర్ మిల్క్ టు కృష్ణ, ఎస్పెషలీ డ్యూరింగ్ బ్రహ్మ విమోహన లీల. సో ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సో మెర్సిఫుల్ టువర్డ్స్ పూతన, వాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ అదర్ మదర్లీ డివోటీస్. సో కంవాదయాలుం శరణం వ్రజేమ, ఈవెన్ ఉద్ధవ ఆల్సో సేస్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ క్యాంటో దట్ హూ ఎల్స్ కెన్ బి సో కైండ్ యాజ్ కృష్ణ, who else is our worthiest shelter, who can just deliver us from miseries? So Krishna can deliver even Putana also, what to speak of devotees who lovingly serve Krishna. And this Putana represents a pseudo guru, Just like she came in the form of a beautiful woman, a motherly woman, although inside she wanted to just kill Krishna. Similarly, there are some gurus who apparently give spiritual teachings, but internally they are desiring sense gratification, they are desiring money and sense enjoyment and many other things, and they wanted to cheat their followers also. So they may not give actual spiritual substance and represent the real true essence of scriptures. So Putana is like that pseudo guru, fake guru. And Putana also represents our false fickle mind. Sometimes mind also gives us so many ideas for sense enjoyment and some other selfish intentions. But such fickle mind is represented, Putana represents such a fickle mind. So that is about Putana in very short manner. And Nanda Maharaj has remembered Vasudeva's warning, because Vasudeva told Nanda Maharaj there could be some disturbances in Gokul, you should please go back to Gokul immediately. So Nanda Maharaj remembered, oh, this is what Vasudeva told me. Vasudeva must have become a great mystic sage. He's so great. Out of Nanda Maharaj's simplicity, he was thinking that Vasudeva has become a mystic sage. He has developed some mystic powers. But Vasudeva was aware of the political situation in Mathura. That's why he could give such a caution note to Nanda Maharaj. So to conclude this pastime, Sukadeva Goswami says, Ya etat potana moksham krishnasya arbhaka madbhutam srunuya shraddhaya nidmartyo govinde labhate harim govinde labhate ratim. So Sukadeva Goswami says that Sukadeva Goswami says that one who hears this pastime of Putana Moksham or the liberation of Putana, they can attain love for Lord Govinda. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami gives a Phalashruti or the result of lovingly hearing the pastime of Krishna's delivering Putana. Govinde Labhate Ratim, one who hears this pastime very carefully will attain love for Krishna, love for Govinda. So that completes the 6th chapter. And in the 7th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj became very concerned. Oh, Sukadeva Goswami narrated Putana pastime to me, and he is giving a Phalashruti also. Is he going to end the childhood pastimes of Krishna? Why is he giving Phalashruti so early? I want to hear more and more childhood pastimes of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj is very eager to hear and more, so he told Sukadeva Goswami, Yena yena avatarena bhagavan haririshwarah karoti karuna ramyani mano agnani chana prabho yat shrinvato paityaratir vitrishna sattvam cha shudhyatya chirena pumsah bhaktir harau tat purushe cha sakhyam tadeva haram vadamanya sechet. So in these 2 shlokas, our Parikshit Maharaj gives 7 effects of hearing Krishna's childhood pastimes. 7 benefits. Number 1, so he says, Yena yena avatarena bhagavan haririshwarah. Bhagavan, Hari, he has performed so many wonderful activities and all are very wonderful, but his pastimes as child Krishna are extremely enchanting to the heart. How? Karoti karna ramyani. They are very pleasing to the ears. First effect. Second, Manognani chana prabho, they are very pleasing to the mind or heart also. Third, yet shrinvato apaiti aratir vitrishna. So third is apaiti aratihi. So arati means not having an interest in hearing Krishna katha. Means apathy towards the process of hearing. So that would be destroyed if you hear Krishna's childhood pastimes. Fourth is apaiti vitrishna. Vitrishna means although we are hearing Krishna's pastimes, we may not find them very tasty. So that lack of taste or distaste is also vanquished by hearing Krishna's childhood pastimes. Then fifth, sattvam cha shudhyati achirena pumsaha. The heart is completely cleansed by hearing Krishna's childhood pastimes. Bhaktir harau, and our devotion and our love for Lord Hari will increase. Tat puruṣe cha sakhyam, and our friendship with other devotees also will increase. So this is how one is benefited by hearing Krishna's childhood pastimes. So Parikshit Maharaj continues, అథాన్యదపి కృష్ణస్య తోకాచరితమద్భుతం మానుషం లోకమాసాద్య తజ్జాతి మనురుంధతః. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి, సారీ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ సేస్ దట్ కృష్ణస్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆర్ సో ఎంఛాంటింగ్, తోకాచరితం అద్భుతం, దే ఆర్ సో వండర్ఫుల్. మానుషం లోకమాసాద్య తజ్జాతి మనురుంధత, హీ హ్యాస్ టేకెన్ బర్త్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ హీ ఇమిటేటెడ్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ బిహేవియర్ ఆఫ్ ఏ కామన్ హ్యూమన్ చైల్డ్. సో దే ఆర్ సో ఎంఛాంటింగ్. సో దెర్ ఆర్ అదర్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ అదర్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆల్సో, కూర్మ అవతార్, మత్స్యావతార్, నరసింహావతార్, వామన అవతార్, వి మే నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఫైండ్, వి మే నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు రిలేట్ విత్ దోస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ వీ కుడ్ రిలేట్ విత్ కృష్ణస్ హ్యూమన్ లైక్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ హ్యూమన్ లైక్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్. సో కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఇమిటేటింగ్ ద బిహేవియర్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్. హీస్ నాట్ లైక్ ఎ ఫిష్ నౌ, హీస్ నాట్ లైక్ ఎ టార్టాయిస్ నౌ, హీస్ నాట్ లైక్ ఎ హాఫ్ మ్యాన్ హాఫ్ లయన్ నౌ. సో హీఈస్ a human being, means he acted like a human being, so the human beings can relate with Krishna's activities much better. So now after Parikshit Maharaj spoke like this, he gave the seven results of hearing Krishna's childhood pastimes and he fervently requested Sukadeva Goswami, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, please continue to speak Krishna's pastimes, don't stop here. Sukadeva Goswami, without any further delay, he immediately started describing another beautiful pastime of Krishna, that is the deliverance of Shakatasura. So in the fifth chapter we discussed Nandotsav. So Krishna's birth ceremony was celebrated by his father Nanda Maharaj. Now Krishna became little older, he is 3 months old now, and he turned on his back on his own. Generally very small children, they cannot turn on their back on their own. So they cannot attempt to rise and turn around. So whenever the small child tries to rise and turn around on his own, that event of child's growth is celebrated by the parents in the name of Uttana ceremony. So Mother Yashoda became very enthusiastic to celebrate this Uttana ceremony. So Nandotsav is a festival celebrated by fathers, and Uttana ceremony is a festival celebrated by mother. So in Nandotsav, Nanda Maharaj was leading the celebration and Yashoda Mata was his assistant. And in Uttana ceremony, Mother Yashoda was leading the celebration and all the women, motherly women, came there to assist her, and Nanda Maharaj also became her assistant. So sometimes some festivals are celebrated by fathers, some festivals are led by mothers. So then when father is celebrating, mother will become assistant. When mother is celebrating, father will become assistant. Like that, father and mother both will take care of the child, and they celebrate various events in child's growth. So child's birth is not a burden for parents, and every event, every significant change in the improvement in the child's growth will cause great jubilation to the parents. So Mother Yashoda started celebrating this Uttana ceremony. She called all the neighboring ladies, she called so many Brahmanas, she started giving charity to all the Brahmanas, and she did Abhishek ceremony of Krishna also. You can see in that picture where Yashoda Mata is doing Abhishek of Krishna and other gopis are assisting her. And then Krishna, Mother Yashoda dressed Krishna in beautiful reddish garments and some small ornaments, and Mother Yashoda was holding Krishna like this, and then she was attending to guests. At the time Krishna became very sleepy. All the Brahmanas were chanting mantras and Krishna started sleeping. So noticing that her small child, 3 months old baby, was sleepy, Mother Yashoda took this child Krishna to the courtyard, and in the courtyard there is a huge cart, and Mother Yashoda made Krishna lie down under that cart, and she also lie down with Krishna for a while, so to ensure that Krishna sleeps there peacefully. And when Krishna slept there peacefully, Mother Yashoda got up and then she came back to attend to the guests and then take care of all the people who came to attend the Uttana ceremony. So meanwhile Krishna slept for a while, and there are some other small boys who were little more grown up. They were playing there, they were watching Krishna, and Krishna is sleeping peacefully. After a while, Krishna got up from his sleep. So as soon as infant babies get up from their sleep, they want the attention of mother immediately. So Krishna wanted mother Yashoda to be there, to be present in front of him immediately. So Krishna cried, but mother Yashoda did not come, because Yashoda was so busy in attending to the guests, and there were so many brahmanas chanting Vedic mantras, so many musical instruments were also being sounded. So mother Yashoda could not hear the crying of Krishna. So Krishna was crying. So then a thought came in Krishna's mind. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. If the sound of my crying does not reach mother Yashoda's ears, I will make a bigger sound. So Krishna just kicked the cart with the gesture of just throwing his legs and hands into the air. So when small babies cry, it's natural for small babies to just throw their hands and legs into the air. So with that gesture, Krishna just lifted his leg, and that leg, that small foot, which is like pravala, which is like a very newly grown leaf, that small baby foot, very soft, soft like butter, it just touched the cart, and the cart just overturned and then fell down, and all the utensils and whatever things are there on the cart, it's a loaded cart, they all fell down, and the entire cart got dismantled, and all the things just were dislocated, they just went here and there, and it made a huge sound. And all the small children, they were playing there. They saw Krishna kicking this cart, and cart fell down, cart broke, and nothing happened to Krishna also. But this sound reached Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj, and all the guests who were attending the ceremony. So they came running. They were so concerned. So then Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata asked, "Why? What happened? How this cart fell down?" And she immediately picked up this baby Krishna. And Krishna was safe. Nothing happened to Krishna. And all the elderly gopas and gopis were very happy that Krishna is safe. But they were actually wondering, some ghost came here or what? So this cart is like properly positioned there. And there was no possibility of this cart getting overturned and breaking on its own. Then the small children who saw Krishna kicking the cart, they came and said, "See, this Krishna kicked the cart, that's why cart fell down." They told the truth, but the elders did not believe the children's words. How can small 3 months old baby Krishna cause a cart to just completely break down like this? It's not possible. They just dismissed the words of all these small children. But Yashoda Mata was again shocked. Already when Krishna was just few days old, Putana came and attacked Krishna. And now Krishna is just 3 months old baby. This cart fell down on its own. Actually, there was a demon named Utkacha. So this Utkacha, because of some curse, he did not have a body. His body was actually made of air. So he enters any material object and then performs some activities. So this Utkacha was instigated by Kamsa to kill Krishna. So this Utkacha came and entered this cart, and he wanted to fall down on Krishna and thus kill Krishna, but Krishna kicked him, and then Utkacha died. The demon died. Nobody could notice because he was a ghost. He did not have a proper material body. When the cart fell down, actually the demon died. So in this way Krishna liberated Utkacha also. And because cart, in Sanskrit cart is called Shakata, so this demon entered this cart, that's why he's called Shakatasura. Shakatasura or Utkacha. So then Nanda Maharaj called all the Brahmanas. He said that, "My dear Brahmanas, please chant mantras. Please invoke protection on this my little small child, because he just encountered a big danger. Somehow by God's grace, by Vishnu's grace, he was protected." Then Nanda Maharaj is aware that these Brahmanas are very pure. When they bless this small child, the child will be protected. Ye asuyanruta dambhersha himsa manavivarjitaha natesham satyashilanam asisho vifalah kritaha. So people, Brahmanas, who do not have asuya. Asuya means envy. Anruta, falsehood. Dambha, pride. Irsha means jealousy. నాట్ బీయింగ్ ఏబుల్ టు టాలరేట్ వెన్ అదర్స్ ఆర్ గెటింగ్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్. ఏ అసూయ, అనృత, దంభ, ఈర్ష్య, హింస, వైలెన్స్, మాన మీన్స్ ఫాల్స్ ప్రైడ్, ఎ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రెస్టీజ్, బీయింగ్ పఫ్డ్ అప్, వివర్జితాః, ఆల్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణస్. నేషాం సత్యశీలానాం, దేర్ సత్యశీల, దేర్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఇస్ సో గుడ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ట్రూత్ఫుల్. ఆశిషో విఫలా కృతాః, దేర్ ఆశిష, దేర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ విల్ నెవర్ గో ఇన్ వెయిన్. సో నంద మహారాజ్ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ ఆల్ సచ్ ప్యూర్ బ్రాహ్మణస్ టు బ్లెస్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణస్ బ్లెస్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ ది చాంటెడ్ రిలెవెంట్ మంత్రాస్, అండ్ మదర్ యశోద టుక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ బేబీ కృష్ణ నైస్లీ, అండ్ దట్స్ వన్ ఇన్సిడెంట్. అండ్ లేటర్ వెన్ కృష్ణ వాస్ 1 year old, అనదర్ ఇన్సిడెంట్ హ్యాపెండ్. సో మదర్ యశోద వన్స్ వాస్ ప్యాటింగ్ కృష్ణ, టేకింగ్ కృష్ణ ఆన్ హర్ ల్యాప్, అండ్ సడన్లీ Krishna became so heavy, like a mountain peak. Krishna is so small, 1 year old baby, he's as light as a feather, as light as a flower, but still he became so heavy, like a mountain peak. Why did Krishna become heavy? Because Krishna understood that another demon named Trinavarta is going to come now. Trinavarta was sent by Kamsa. So this Trinavarta is going to come. He will come in the form of a whirlwind, and then he will take Krishna away. He wanted to kill Krishna. He's a man-eating demon. So Krishna did not want her mother to get affected by this. So he increased his weight. So Mother Yashoda could not bear his weight, and Mother Yashoda kept Krishna on the ground. She could not even keep Krishna on the cot because he was so heavy, and the cot also could break. And she could not understand why Krishna became so heavy. She just could not bear the weight. She kept Krishna on the ground, and Krishna, Mother Yashoda went inside, and when Krishna was being patted by Mother Yashoda, Yashoda just picked up Krishna and then just throwing Krishna in the air and then catching him again. That's how sometimes mothers will play with small babies, and the babies will smile. So Krishna was thinking, my mother Yashoda can only lift me just few feet above the ground level. I want to go very high in the sky. I want an exciting flight. So when Krishna desired like this, Trinavarta came, sent by Kamsa. So Trinavarta's arrival and Krishna's desire, they coincided. They just came together. So Krishna wanted to go high, and he wanted to use Trinavarta's arrival to go high in the sky, and also in the outer space, in the heavenly planets, some ladies were very much desirous of Krishna's darshan. So Krishna wanted to give the darshan to all these heavenly ladies. There are so many details in all these pastimes. I'm only giving a very concise description in this Bhagavata Pravaha series, and I had already covered them in very great detail in long episodes sometime back in another online series. You can refer to them, Lessons from Krishna's Vrindavan Pastimes. So there every pastime is covered in great detail. In Pravaha I'm giving a very concise version of all this, covering few chapters in one episode. So then Krishna's Aishwarya Shakti manifested in Krishna. Krishna became as heavy as a mountain peak. Krishna has all the shaktis. Krishna can become greater than the greatest, smaller than the smallest, heavier than the heaviest, lighter than the lightest. He can do everything. So Krishna became so heavy like a mountain peak, and Trinavarta came there. Then Krishna became as light as a feather. So when some wind comes, a feather just flies in the sky. Similarly, when Trinavarta came in the form of a whirlwind, so Krishna became so light, Trinavarta picked up Krishna very effortlessly, and then Trinavarta went so high in the sky. He went 800,000 miles into the sky. Then all the Vrajavasis, they could not see Krishna, and because of this whirlwind, this bits of sand particles and then wind is covering Gokul completely. This beautiful shloka comes. Gokulam sarvam avrinvan mushnam chikshum sirenubhi irayan sumahaghora shabdena pradishodishah. So when Trinavarta came in the form of a whirlwind, so that covered entire Gokul. Gokulam sarvam avrinvan. So he just covered the entire Gokul, and small bits of sand were all over the place. They were just blinding people, and they could not see anything. There was a lot of sound. They could not hear anything. All the Vrajavasis were unable to hear anything, unable to see anything. So Trinavarta could block their ears and eyes completely and just kidnap Krishna. He took Krishna 800,000 miles high into the sky. And because of so much of dust particles, people could not see anything. They were trying to search for Krishna. Whenever there is some calamity in Vrindavan, all the Vrajavasis naturally become concerned about Krishna's safety. So Mother Yashoda became so astonished. So she could not find Krishna. She fell down like a cow that lost her calf recently. So then Muhurtam Abhavat Goshtim Rajasa Tamasavratam. For one Muhurta, for 48 minutes, entire Gokul was covered with Rajasa and Tamasa. Rajasa means dust particles. Tamasa means darkness. Rajasa Tamasa can also mean passion and ignorance. So this, just as dust, Rajas and darkness, Tamas, covered entire Gokul. Similarly, a sadhaka, if his vision is covered by passion and ignorance, he cannot see Krishna. All the Vrajavasis could not see Krishna because of this Rajas and Tamas, dust particles and ignorance, dust particles and darkness. Similarly, we cannot see Krishna if we are covered with the passion and ignorance. So they could not see Krishna. They could not inquire from anyone else. They could not even hear from others also. They could not see anyone. They could not see themselves also. In this way, Trinavarta just completely made the Vrajavasis helpless. They could not do anything to find Krishna. So then, all the, and after this dust storm has settled down, then Mother Yashoda was trying to find Krishna, and the other gopis were also trying to find Krishna. So not finding Krishna, they just, Yashoda Mata just fell down, unconscious, like a cow that lost her calf. And other gopis who also had similar maternal affection for Krishna, they also could not do much. They were trying to console Yashoda, but they themselves were also experiencing similar amount of pain. So then in the outer space, this Trinavarta took Krishna so high in the sky, and Krishna's desire got fulfilled. He wanted a exciting flight. It happened. And all the heavenly ladies also took darshan of Krishna. Krishna's mission is accomplished. And now Krishna became concerned about the situation in Gokul. He wanted to go back. Now Trinavarta has to take him back. So Krishna, so far he was as light as a feather. And Krishna suddenly increased his weight, and Trinavarta could not bear the weight of Krishna. And Krishna, as it is common for small children, when you lift them, they may become little fearful, and then they just hold you tightly, hold your hand or fingers very tightly. Similarly, imitating the mannerisms of a small child, Krishna grabbed the neck of Trinavarta very tightly, as if he is very fearful. And because of that grip, Trinavarta was completely choked up, and he could not speak, he could not scream. He was unable to bear this pain, and he was unable to bear the weight of Krishna also, because Krishna increased his weight. He became as heavy as a mountain peak. When you are lifting weight, and if you are unable to lift the weight, you can just drop it. But Trinavarta had to lift the weight, and he is unable to drop it also. So Trinavarta could not bear the weight, he could not go high further, and he could not throw Krishna down. And he was feeling so much of pain. Although he was painful, he could not scream out also. So that screaming ability was also taken away from Trinavarta. Just like the Vrajavasis were searching for Krishna, but their searching ability was taken away. They could not inquire anyone, they could not see anything. Similarly, Trinavarta could not throw Krishna away. He could not bear the weight of Krishna. Trinavarta was feeling pain, he could not scream out also. Like that, Krishna made Trinavarta helpless, because Trinavarta made Vrajavasis helpless. Whenever somebody troubles devotees, that person himself is troubled. Krishna will ensure that the person will be troubled. So that's why we should not trouble devotees or offend devotees. So then Galagrahana Nischeshto, because Krishna was catching the neck of Trinavarta, Trinavarta could not do anything. So he just fell down. Where did he fall down? So when somebody rises high in the sky, 800,000 miles high, what is the possibility that he will fall down at the same place where he went away? It's highly impossible. But Trinavarta fell down right in Gokul. that too right next to all the motherly gopis who were crying along with Mother Yashoda. So Trinavarta fell on a big boulder. He did not fall on any houses or anywhere else. He just fell on a big boulder, big stone, and all his limbs got dislocated. But Krishna was happily playing on the chest of Trinavarta, and all the gopis, they just came to see this, to pick up Krishna. Krishna was happily playing, but the gopis immediately came and then picked up Krishna. They were not fearful. The demon's dead body was lying there, and they were not sure whether this person died or not. But still, the love and affection of all the gopis was so deep for Krishna that they could not even think that this demon is there, something will happen to us. They were not thinking in those terms. They just came, picked up Krishna. Of course, the demon died with the grace of Krishna. And the gopis picked up Krishna. They brought Krishna to Mother Yashoda. Yashoda was too shocked and totally devastated. But the gopis did not give Krishna back to Mother Yashoda. They said, Yashoda, you don't deserve to touch this child. So this child, who left the child like this? Who left Krishna unattended on the ground? So you were quite neglectful. So they chastised Mother Yashoda. And Yashoda very innocently said, no, I didn't leave him on the ground alone. Basically, I could not bear his weight. He became as heavy as a mountain peak. I could not hold him. I just kept him on the ground. So I went inside to call for the brahmanas and I got involved in household activities. But within few minutes only, Krishna was picked up. So then the gopis said that, Yashoda, don't lie. Your child is as light as a flower. How can you say that he became heavy like a mountain peak that you could not lift? So then Yashoda did not know what to answer. She was very innocent. So basically, all the Vraja gopis, motherly gopis, Vatsalya gopis also had similar affection for Krishna, almost similar to Mother Yashoda. So out of her, out of their deep affection for Krishna, they could even chastise Mother Yashoda also. Yashoda became totally devastated by this experience. And all the brahmanas came and told Mother Yashoda, don't worry, Nanda Baba, don't worry. We will chant mantras, we will do pujas, we will perform necessary rituals to invoke protection on your child. Don't worry. Then they did that. And all the Vrajavasis became so astonished to see this. Aho Bhatadyad Bhutamesha Rakshasa. There are so many other details. Basically, the Vrajavasis thought that Krishna was protected from this man-eating demon because of our past pious activities. They thought like that. So then Mother Yashoda, she was feeding Krishna and she saw universe within Krishna's mouth when Krishna was yawning. So then her heart began to throb. And in astonishment, she wanted to close her eyes that were restless. So that's it's a small incident that happened where Krishna gave the darshan of entire universe to Mother Yashoda. So actually, Krishna showed the power of his lips when he killed Putana. Krishna showed the power of his legs when he killed Shakatasur. And Krishna showed the power of his hands when he killed Trinavarta. And Krishna showed all his powers when he displayed the universal form in front of Mother Yashoda within his mouth. So that completes the 7th chapter. We will go to the 8th chapter now. So in the 8th chapter, Gargamuni, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, he came to Nanda Maharaj's house. Then Nanda Maharaj received Gargamuni so nicely. You are such an exalted priest of Yadus and you are a master in astrological science and you came to our house just to purify us. Mahadvichalanam drunam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan kalpate nanyatha kvachit. Mahadvichalanam drunam. So great souls like you go from one place to another place or they visit householders mainly to enlighten them, to give them spiritual knowledge. You don't have any other material purpose to fulfill by coming to householders' house. You only came to enlighten us. So in this way, Nanda Maharaj glorified Gargamuni and he requested Gargamuni, my dear Gargamuni, you are such a holy sage. I do not want to miss this opportunity of your presence here. Can you please conduct the name-giving ceremony of my two children? At that time, Krishna and Balram were not yet named. So Nanda Maharaj requested Gargamuni to please conduct the name-giving ceremony. But Gargamuni actually came to name Krishna and Balaram only. That was his purpose. in visiting Nanda Maharaj. But Gargamuni externally expressed the concern. Nanda Maharaj, I am popularly known as Yadu's priest. If I come and name your children, Kamsa might suspect that this is not your child, it is Vasudeva's child. So it's not proper for me. Actually, Kamsa's spies, his associates are everywhere. They were noticing the movements of everybody. So they might notice me, they might harm me, although I am a Brahmana. They might harm you also, they might harm the child also. So better I don't conduct this ceremony. Then Nanda Maharaj said, my dear Gargamuni, I don't want to miss this opportunity. So if you are concerned that if you conduct this name-giving ceremony publicly, then Kamsa might know it. So better do it secretly. So let us go to our Goshala. Only I will be there, Yashoda Mata will be there, and then Rohini also will be there. And these two boys, Krishna and Balaram, small babies, what do they know? They don't know anything. Cows also will not do anything. They also don't know anything. So the news of you conducting the name-giving ceremony will not go out of our Goshala. We can do it very secretly. So please do it. Then Gargamuni became very happy. And Mother Yashoda brought Krishna and Rohini brought Balaramji. And Nanda Maharaj, Gargamuni became so happy to see Krishna. Then Gargamuni first gave name to Balaramji. Ayam hi Rohini putro ramayan suhrudo gunaihi akshasyate rama iti baladhikyat balam viduhu yadunama prithak bhavat sankarshanam ushantyapi. He says that this child, this elder child, Rohini Mata's son, he is ramayan suhrudo gunaihi. He is enjoyer, that's why he is called Rama. And he has all good qualities, and also he has great strength, that's why he is also called Bala. So Bala and Rama, two names, and he is also called Balarama or Baladeva. And he is also called Sankarshana because he brought two families together, Vasudeva's family and Nanda Maharaj's family together. That's why he is also called Sankarshana. Later, Gargamuni starts naming the younger child. He gives the child name Krishna. So he says that this Krishna assumes three colors, and he appeared in the past also in white color, red color and yellow color. And now he appeared in blackish color, and sometimes he appears as the son of Vasudev also. And he appears to kill the miscreants in this world. Indirectly, Gargamuni indicated that Krishna was the child of Vasudev and Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. But Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata, out of their deep affection, vatsalya affection towards Krishna, they cannot consider Krishna to be God. Then he would increase the bliss of all cowherdmen. And Narayana Samo Gunaihi, he says that Krishna has qualities as good as Lord Narayana, and he protects all miscreants, he protects all righteous people by killing miscreants. So you should protect him nicely. So by saying this, Gargamuni left Nanda Maharaj's place, and this happened before Trinavarta episode. But in the sequence of 10th canto chapters, this comes after Trinavarta episode. Then Sukadev Goswami describes the crawling pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. So, Kalena Vrajatal Pena Gokule Rama Keshavau Janubhyam Sahapanibhyam Ringamana Vijahrutuhu. Krishna and Balaram started crawling. So they were crawling with the help of their knees and hands. Janubhyam Sahapanibhyam. Pani means hands, Janu means knees. So they started crawling very slowly. They were crawling like snakes in the ground of Vrajabhumi, which is mixed with the Godhuli and cow dung and cow urine and cow dust. So they were very happily crawling in that place. And sometimes Krishna and Balaram would go to other gopis and they would pull their dress thinking that this is our mother. So when the small babies are coming and then pulling the sari of this elder gopis, they turn back, and Krishna and Balaram would realize that, oh, this is not our mother Rohini, this is not our mother Yashoda. So they would become little afraid and they will just run away. They will just crawl away. Then Yashoda and Rohini feel so happy to see this enchanting pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. and sometimes Krishna would go and catch the tail of a small calf, and the calf would become frightened and calf would run away. And Krishna out of fear, he would hold the tail of that calf very tightly, and the calf would run away, and Krishna is dragged in the soft mud of Vrindavan, which is mixed with cow dung and cow urine, and all the other elderly gopis would come to rescue Krishna. So they were thinking that, oh, there may be some hurt on Krishna's legs if he's dragged like this by this calf. So they would laugh also. So of course nothing happens to Krishna, and Vrindavan dust is also very soft. How can Vrindavan dust harm Krishna's body? So then Krishna started crawling, and Krishna and Balaram are extremely restless. So they would enjoy anything. They would just go and count the teeth of monkeys by beating them, and they want to touch fire, they want to play with knives, and they also krida parau ati chalo swasutau nishedhyam. And the gopis, Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini, they always have to watch over Krishna and Balaram. They are so restless, they were so fickle. They can go here and there, they will touch Shringi, means they will touch the horns of cows and bulls. And they would, Agni, they would want to touch fire. Dhamshtri, they want to touch the teeth of monkeys. Asi, they want to take knives. Jala, they want to go into water. Dvija, they want to touch birds. Kantakebhya, sometimes there are thorns also, they want to touch them. They are so restless. And Mother Yashoda and Rohini have to constantly keep a watch over Krishna and Balaram, and they are unable to focus on their household activities. Grihyani kartum apiyatrana tajjananyau saket apaturalam manaso anavastham. So they were constantly in anxiety. Rohini and Yashoda were constantly in anxiety to save Krishna and Balaram from any disturbances or some dangers that might come. So then Krishna and Balaram started walking. So they stopped crawling, they started walking on their feet. So then they started going to different gopis' houses, and they would do some mischief there. Sometimes they would even steal their butter and yogurt and other milk items. Then Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami describes about the complaints of all the gopis about Krishna to Mother Yashoda. 28th shloka. Krishnasya gopya ruchiram viksha kaumara chapalam srinvantyaha kilatan matur iti hochu samagataha. So all the gopis of Vrindavan, they relish Krishna's stealing activities. Krishna and Balaram would go to their houses, they steal butter, they steal yogurt, they pinch their babies, they do so many other mischievous activities, and all the Vrajavasis are extremely happy to see them play like that. And in fact, they prepare all milk items just so that Krishna would come and steal them. But still, the gopis were apparently showing some anger, and they would come to Mother Yashoda and lodge complaints against Krishna in front of Mother Yashoda, as if they were irritated or bothered. But actually, they never want to forget Krishna's childhood pastimes. They never wanted to forget Krishna's stealing activities. Constant Krishna Katha is going on in Vrindavan. Vrindavan means a place where constant hearing of Krishna Katha and constant speaking of Krishna Katha happens. The only subject matter for discussion for all the Vrajavasis is Krishna's pastimes. So the gopis would meet other gopis, and they would say that, oh, Krishna came to our house and he did this mischief. Other gopi would say, Krishna came to my house, he broke my pots. And other gopi would say, Krishna came to our house and he threw dirt on our walls, and then he started beating us, he pulled my hair. So like that, all the gopis were constantly discussing Krishna's activities. And actually, Krishna is going and stealing butter in the gopis' houses, because the butter represents their soft and pure hearts. So butter is pure, butter is soft, butter is white. So that represents the purity of all the gopis, and Krishna is stealing that. And the gopis are saying, Vatsan munchan kochida sabaye krosha sanjataha saha steyam svadyati athidadhipayaha kalpita steya yogaihi మర్కాన్ భోక్ష్యన్ విభజతి సచేన్నాతి భాండం హినతి ద్రవ్యాలాభే సగృహ కుపితో యాత్య పుక్రశ్య స్తోకాన్. సో ద గోపీస్ వుడ్ టెల్ మదర్ యశోద, దిస్ ఈ వత్సాన్ ముంచన్ క్వచిద్ అసమయే యువర్ సన్ కృష్ణ విల్ కమ్ టు అవర్ హౌసెస్ అండ్ హీ వుడ్ రిలీజ్ కాఫ్స్. అండ్ మదర్ యశోద వుడ్ ఆస్క్ వాట్స్ రాంగ్ విత్ ఇట్. హీ ఈస్ రిలీజింగ్ కాఫ్స్ సో దట్ కాఫ్స్ అండ్ గో టు దేర్ మదర్స్ కౌస్ అండ్ డ్రింక్ దేర్ మిల్క్. బట్ ద గోపీస్ సే దట్ క్వచిద్ అసమయే, హీ డస్ ఇట్ అట్ రాంగ్ టైమ్స్ వెన్ వీఆర్ వెరీ బిజీ డూయింగ్ అవర్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ వీ మిల్క్ ద కౌస్ హీ రిలీజెస్ ద కాఫ్స్ అండ్ ద కాఫ్స్ వుడ్ గో అండ్ డ్రింక్ ఆల్ ద మిల్క్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ గుడ్ ఫర్ కాఫ్ ఆల్సో టు డ్రింక్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ మిల్క్ బికాస్ ద మదర్ కౌ హ్యాస్ మోర్ మిల్క్ దెన్ ద కాఫ్ కెన్ డ్రింక్. సో సమ్ ఈస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ human beings also. So the cowherd men would go and then extract that milk and then release the calves and allow the calf to drink milk, but Krishna would go and release the calves before only. So steyam swadu atti dadipayah, and when the gopis see Krishna releasing the calves, gopis would run behind the calves, then Krishna will run into their houses and he would steal all the butter there. So kalpita hasteya yogaihi, and Krishna would invent more and more new methods to steal butter and yogurt from the gopis' houses. Then he would steal them and he would not eat. Mother Yashoda asks that, oh, what's the problem if he takes little butter? And she even asks also, maybe he's hungry, that's why he's entering your houses and drinking some milk. Why don't you give him some milk or curd? Then the gopis say, he doesn't like if we give him. He wants to steal only. Actually, Mother Yashoda, you are always feeding your boy Krishna. When is he hungry? He is never hungry. He comes, it's not that he is hungry, he has a taste for stealing. So he just wants to steal. Then Mother Yashoda says, fine, no problem, let him steal. So little butter and little yogurt, small child, how much he can eat? Let him steal, what's the problem? Then the gopis say, we have no problem if he steals and eats it. He would distribute it to the monkeys. And if monkeys also don't eat, because Krishna is constantly feeding the monkeys, if monkeys also don't eat that butter, Krishna would say that your butter is so third class, so useless that even monkeys also don't eat it. So, and if monkeys also don't eat it, Krishna will just break the pots. And natti bhandam bhinati, he would break the pots. And dravyalabhe, then Mother Yashoda would ask the gopis, why don't you just hide your pots if you are so concerned that my son is breaking your pots. We tried that also, my dear Mother Yashoda. But Krishna would just come inside. When we tried to hide the pots in dark rooms, but Krishna and Balaram would enter the dark rooms and they would illuminate the entire room with their effulgence and they would steal. And sometimes we hang the butter on the ceiling. Krishna would just make a pyramid of gopas, or he would just take some wooden planks and stools and then somehow reach the pot and then he would steal and drink it. Or he would just take stones and pick holes on the pots and then he would drink like that. So some like tap water comes, similarly all the milk and yogurt will just come flowing from the pots when Krishna picks holes on them. So in this way Krishna just kalpita hasteya yogaihi. We know karma yoga, we know jnana yoga, we know Ashtanga Yoga, we know Bhakti Yoga, but this is Steya Yoga. Steya means stealing. Stealing Yoga. Krishna invents so many stealing methods. And the gopis are saying like this. And Mother Yashoda sometimes would chastise Krishna also. There is another sloka, Hastagrahe Rachayati Vidhim. These are different ways in which Krishna steals butter. So we may not discuss all these pastimes. So then that completes. That's the episode of Krishna's crawling pastimes and Krishna's butter stealing pastimes, and how the motherly gopis of Vrindavan came and complained against Krishna to Mother Yashoda. Then there is another enchanting pastime when Krishna is a small child that is called Mrida Bhakshana Leela. Krishna ate dirt. So when Krishna just ate dirt, his friends, including Balaram, they came to Mother Yashoda and told Mother Yashoda, Krishna is eating dirt there. Yashoda became extremely concerned about Krishna's health. She came running to Krishna and said, Krishna, did you eat dirt? then Krishna started speaking lies. He is absolute truth, but he would speak lies in Vrindavan. So Krishna started speaking lies. He said that, Mother Yashoda, I never ate dirt. Actually, while playing, we had a quarrel with each other. That's why my friends are just complaining against me to you. Then Mother Yashoda said, your elder brother Balaram is also complaining against you. You must have eaten dirt. Then Krishna said that, yes, my brother Balaram also joined that party, my friend's party only. That's why he's complaining against me. So I never ate dirt. Then Mother Yashoda said, open your mouth, then I will see. Then Krishna opened his little mouth. He is just a small child, hardly 2-3 years old child. So he opened his mouth and Mother Yashoda could see the entire universe within Krishna's mouth. She could see all the planetary systems and the entire cosmos is there within Krishna's mouth. It's a very long description. She could see all the moving entities, non-moving entities, heavenly planets, earthly planets, lower planets, everything she could see. And she could see herself. She could see Vrindavan Dham. She could see herself and Krishna also within that Krishna's little mouth, Krishna's belly. So Yashoda was totally astonished. She was so surprised. She was thinking that she went into a little philosophical contemplation momentarily. I am thinking that I am the queen of Vrindavan. I am the queen of Nanda Maharaj and this entire Vrindavan is ruled by my husband. I was thinking like that, but I am just a servant of the Supreme Lord. So like that she went into a philosophical contemplation, but Krishna did not like that philosophical contemplation. But Mother Yashoda could not stay like that for a long time. Her Vatsalya emotions towards Krishna overwhelmed her and she immediately thought that, my son is just behaving in a very... very surprising manner. Did he get some disease? Is he under the influence of some bad planets or what? Why such unusual things are happening with my son? So she became concerned. So although Krishna displays his opulences and energies in front of Rajavasis and especially Mother Yashoda, they would never go into reverential mood. They never consider Krishna to be God. So whenever Krishna encounters a calamity or he manifests some great powers, still, the Vrajavasis think Krishna to be their object of love and they always think that we have to serve Krishna, we have to protect Krishna. That's the only thought in their mind. They never consider Krishna to be God, although so many things happen. So Mother Yashoda came back to her Vatsalya affection and she became concerned about Krishna. So in this context, Sukadeva Goswami speaks a beautiful shloka which is considered the Paribhasha Sutra of Krishna Leela by Vishnu Chakurthi Thakur. The shloka is, Trayyachopanishadbhischa Sankhya Yogaischa Sattvataihi Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanya Tatmajam. Trayyacha, in the three Vedas, Upanishadbhischa, in all the Upanishads, Sankhya Yogaischa, means in all the scriptures that are describing Sankhya Yoga, or the enumeration of material elements and analysis of matter and spirit. Sattvataihi, in all the Sattvata scriptures, Upagiyamana Mahatmyam, Krishna's Mahatmya, Krishna's greatness is glorified in all the scriptures. But Harim Sa Amanyata Atmajam, that Supreme Lord Hari, who is glorified and worshipped in all scriptures, is being considered as her dear child by Mother Yashoda. Although Krishna is so great, Yashoda considers Krishna is my son. Krishna is dependent on me. He is my child. If I don't feed him, he will be troubled. So, Mother Yashoda's Vatsalya affection towards Krishna has absolutely no tinges of any reverence or respect. It's only pure Vatsalya. So, hearing such a description, Parikshit Maharaj was astonished. Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami, that Nandaha Kimakarod Brahman Shreya Evam Mahodayam Yashodacha Mahabhaga Papau Yasya Hastanam Harihi Nandasya Kimakarod Brahman. Oh my dear Sukadeva Goswami, what great austerities or pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform? And what great activities did Mother Yashoda perform to become the mother of Krishna? So, Papau Yasyaha Stanam Harihi, Mother Yashoda is giving her own milk from her own body to Krishna.
So what great activities did she do?
Then when Parikshit Maharaj asked this innocent question to Sukadev Goswami, Sukadev Goswami gave an answer. He says that once there used to be Vasus, Dhara and Drona. So Dhara and Drona were wife and husband. They worshipped Brahma for thousands of years and they had a desire to attain the Supreme Lord Krishna as their child. So they are sadhana siddhas. So there are sadhana siddhas, there are nitya siddhas, there are kripa siddhas. Means, siddhi means perfection. Sadhana siddha means those devotees who perform various regulative principles and follow all the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga and they perfect themselves. They are called sadhana siddhas. And there are kripa siddhas. They may not follow all the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga, but they attain the mercy or kripa of great devotees or the Supreme Lord and they attain perfection in bhakti. And there are nitya siddhas. They are eternally perfect. They don't have to perform any sadhana. They don't need to receive any kripa. They are eternally perfect. They are the eternal associates of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the spiritual world. And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj did not attain the positions of the parents of Krishna by performing some sadhana or some practices. They are eternally Krishna's parents. But Dhara and Drona, they performed some sadhana and they entered, they merged with Yashoda and Nanda to experience that Vatsalya Rasa along with Yashoda and Nanda while they are serving Krishna. So, he spoke this small story, Sukadev Goswami. So in this way, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata always take care of Krishna and all these childhood pastimes of Krishna as a small baby, they are especially accessible to all the Vatsalya Gopis. So Krishna's pastimes are also accessible to different categories of devotees at different ages. When Krishna is very small, in Kaumara age, less than 5 years, all those pastimes are especially accessible to mothers. Vatsalya Gopis and of Vrindavan. And when Krishna grows up a little bit, then he goes to 10 cows, then he spends more time with the Sakya devotees, the friends, the Gopas. And when he grows up a little more, he spends more time with the Madhurya Gopis, he dances with them. So these are the three categories of pastimes. We will discuss more on this. So we completed three chapters today, 6, 7 and 8. We discussed the pastimes of Putana Moksham, and then Sakatasuravadha, and also Trinavarta Moksham, and also Mridabhakshana Leela, and the crawling pastimes, and the butter stealing pastimes of Krishna in a concise manner. So tomorrow we will discuss Damodar Leela, and Aghasura's Leela also, Bakasura's Leela also, Vatsasura's Leela also. Thank you all very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.